Three, two, one. Welcome to another episode of Harvest Now Conversations.
Yeah!
Yo, yo, yo. That's right. We've got a continuation of the previous episode we just did, talking about divine purpose. So we didn't actually get to do an introduction on the last one, so we might do a refresher here. So to my left, we've got a handsome man over here, yeah. Angus.
How you doing?
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, he's taken.
Hey.
He's not single.
Watch the last episode, I mentioned it.
To his left, we've also got another handsome man, Gerard.
Hello.
He's also taken.
He's also taken. And to his left, we've got a mighty, mighty woman of God, Cheyenne.
All right. Wow. Hello.
The cameraman.
Pan to the cameraman.
That's it.
No, that's all right.
And to her left, we have a really, really handsome and beautiful singer, Jello.
Who's not taken.
You know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's it. Taken by God. Taken by God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to...
Who wants to capture his? More than welcome, baby.
That's it. So we're going to dive straight into the heat of this conversation. And I'm going to pass it on to the handsome man over there on the other side of the room, Jello.
Yeah, so we got to keep going. And I think the next question to ask is, how do you know what you're hearing from God is God versus yourself? So we were talking about getting your purpose and getting it from God. So how do you discern whether that what you're hearing is God's purpose or your own just desires?
Yeah, everybody.
You know, so Pastor Rod, he always says follow peace. That's it. Follow peace. So a lot of the times, this is exactly word for word what Pastor Rod says. Your head might be doing backflips, but in your gut, in your belly, in your soul, you're at peace. And that's how you know it's from God. So in your mind, you're like wondering, like, oh man, is this God? Did I do the right thing? Is this the right decision to make? But if in your heart, your heart's like, no, this is the right way to go, and you're at peace with that, then that was definitely God. There have been moments in my life where, you know, I had to make a crucial decision of like, you know, if I wanted to switch up jobs or not. And I went to the Lord, I was freaking out. I was like, God, I'm about to quit my job, but I just need to know that if this is for you, then I'll walk through the door. But if it's not, I'll stay. And then I was praying. And it turned into like a blessing the other business, blessing this new job that I might walk into. And then I came out of that prayer session super at peace, and I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna do it. So I did it. I'm at peace. Happy days. So follow peace.
Amen.
Amen. I was gonna say as well, like, just on top of that, you know, discerning between, you know, our thoughts, God's thoughts, the world's thoughts, there's so many different voices, there's so many different influences that are coming onto us, you know, to you know, that can affect our decisions. And I think the most simple way is checking in with God for starters, is asking God, is this you? You know, don't just randomly act upon a thought or an idea without checking in first. That also does come down to your relationship with God. You do practice discerning, you know, is this God's thoughts or your own thoughts or et cetera. So it does come with practice. But I think one of the most simple way is checking in with God and also checking in with the Word. Does it line up with, you know, Scripture? Does it line up with God's will through the Bible? Because obviously he wouldn't give you something that is completely against what is in his word, because he's always consistent with his word, for starters. He's always in line with his word, so he never goes against that. Best thing to do is, if you do get a thought, especially for the life-changing decision that you need to make, you got to spend some time in prayer, read a word. God, if this is you, you know, show me in your word where this will line up with that. Yeah, you know, that's one way as well. Another way is talk to your leaders. Talk to your pastor. Talk to your cell group leaders or whoever it is that you have access to, and, you know, see what they think as well. And of course, encourage them to pray about it also. So that way you have multiple witnesses on these thoughts, you know. So it's not just your own thinking. But of course, if it comes down to like just the smaller decisions, not what is like the massive ones, honestly, for myself, I'm a bit of a risk taker. I usually do just step out with it. If I feel like that it is from God, I'll do it. And then my faith is that, look, God, he will either be in this, or if I stuff up, then he's going to clear it for me. With all due respect, it's not like I'm just doing it, you know, just to do whatever I want to do and get away with it. But it's like, okay, I'm making this decision with God on my side, knowing that if I do screw up, if I do make a mistake, then he's got a way out. He's got a way. Yeah, exactly. He's got a way out. He's got a way through. He's got a way to fix it up and to bring it back in line with, well, divine purpose is what we're talking about, back on track. So you're not, you know, slipping away. So really is just a matter of keeping God in every decision that you make, checking in with him, checking in with your leaders, checking in with the word, and then just making decisions from there. That's, I mean, that's how I kind of do it. So,
yeah. So like for me, it was the same, where just in prayer and fellowship with God, I would receive certain desires and passions. And then it would be confirmed by a prophet, like, for example, Pastor Paul, or that prophetess that we went to listen to. In prayer, I would hear God say, "You are to set a generation free." And I thought, like, that was very lofty minded. That was high minded of me. So I put it on the back of my mind. A couple months later, we go to this conference and this prophetess is speaking and she confirms it. And then Pastor Paul, a month later, confirms it again and uses the words that God used for me. And so, like, God knows you is the thing, and he'll confirm it to you in a unique way. So, like, I've heard with Jason, Jason's just so unique with his relationship with God, because God speaks to him through like these lyrics, or he would listen to something on the radio and he'd take it like God is speaking to him. Like, he's looking for God to speak to him, and he really does. And he confirms it multiple times. And just like Jamison said, if you are going with the heart that you are wanting to obey God, he's there. So even when we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. So, because that's just who he is. So don't be afraid to step out in faith.
I think in terms of, so for example, if you were to pray for like a new job, it's not always going to be the best. It's not always going to be the most convenient. And it's not always going to look like promotion. But again, like what Gerard was saying, it's peace. Like, you'll have peace. I've found that for myself, it's always been out of my own comfort zone that he wants me to, like, be able to rely on him more. So if it's something that I think that I can do on my own, then it's most likely not going to be from God, because he wants, his goal for me is to rely on him more, for me to be closer to him. And so in a sense that I am totally, like, dependent on him. And another thing that I always do is, am I ready and willing to give it up if it is the wrong thing? If it's hard for me to let go, then I know that it's something that I want and that I have tied to myself, and that is not readily surrendered to God. So with every decision that I make, it's always, always open until the very last second, and until, you know, if God says at the very last second, you know, don't do it. Like with Abraham and Isaac, God said this, but if Abraham had made up his mind already and had not kept an open ear to God until the very last second, he would have killed Isaac. So, but Abraham was like ready to surrender him because he was totally dependent on God. So, that's just the method that I use just to be ready at all times to just, you know, at a drop of a hat or whatever the saying is, to just like surrender it and let it go. If it's from God, he'll make a way. He'll make another way.
I feel like that a characteristic of our thoughts is self-preservation. And so, like what you were sharing, God wants us to step out of our comfort zone, whereas with us, we want comfort. And so I think that's a way of discerning whether or not it's your thought. So like if like oh God's leading me to a holiday in Hawaii, like maybe, I don't know, but it's most likely you. Not that God doesn't want you to enjoy yourself, but you've just got to develop that close relationship. So then you can hear more accurately and more in detail. Yeah. You got something to say, Angus?
Yeah. So just going in with, you know, how to know if it's you or if it's God, and like you're thinking or God's thinking, I guess in line with what Jamison was saying, you know, when it comes to big sort of decisions, I think back to an experience I had in November. So the current position I'm in at work, it's practically the same as the one I was in before, but it's just in a different area. And at the time that I was applying for this role, I was thinking, I need to get out of here. I can't keep doing the same thing. I've been here for like a year and a half now, and I'm just not growing. And when it came to that moment of making that big decision, mind you, this was still before I'd come back, but I feel like it definitely goes in following peace, putting action towards it, and being aware of if you're at peace with it or if something feels off. So the way I made my decision when it came to the role, so I was stuck between two positions. I was stuck between my old team where I was kind of promised progress, but I was also close with everyone in the team. It was a good team dynamic. Or moving on to a new team where I didn't know anyone, but there was permanence and there was progression that would happen down the line. It just means I'd have to take a sidestep and stay in the same spot I am for X, Y, Z amount of time. And going in with, if you feel peace after taking action, then go full steam ahead. The way I use it, and I don't know if anyone else has ever done anything like this, was I was like, okay, here's how I'm going to make my decision. I'm going to write up a fake resignation letter and see how I feel after that. And it was actually after writing it, I was like, wow, I feel so at peace right now. All right, and I just sent it off like that. I was like, later, bolt. But it's just following peace, even if it means taking a bit of action. Obviously, don't go crazy and just start doing things you think might be, and then at the last moment be like, ah, maybe not, and then pulling out. No.
Preparation.
Being cautious, but not fearful of situations.
That's so good.
Being aware of this could have an impact on this thing. And then being like, okay, I don't want to just make a rash decision about it. I want to really be in line with one, what God has for my life, but also the vision that we have for our lives as well. And making sure that the two visions are in line. How you see your life, how God sees your life, following the peace that if they're aligned, then awesome. That's amazing. If not, trust God, talk to God. He will bring you into that alignment. Trust Him, walk with Him, and there will be that peace there. So just a little
bit. That's so practical. Something that Pastor Dean said was it's so hard to direct a stationary ship. You've got to move. And then the closer you are to it, to actually making the decision, the more intense the peace or lack of peace is. And yeah, that's so true. Anything anyone else want to share?
No, I think that's pretty clear.
Sounds good.
I guess then, you know, that's so simple. All right, so just live your God-given purpose. If there's anything stopping you, let us know and we'll think about it.
We'll try and find peace for you.
All right, so another one is it'll be aligned with your gifts.
Yes, yeah, that's big.
It'll be aligned with your strengths. So for me, there was a point in time where I didn't feel that I was good at anything. Until, it had to be pointed out by someone. So for me, like, I didn't think, I guess it was a false humility. I don't know if it's worth me singing because I don't know if I'm that good. And then it took Stephen Heffernan freaking out and Bethany freaking out when I sang. And that gave me confidence and that got me, you know, walking down that path. Another thing is God will put you in positions where it puts a demand on what he's put in you. Mm-hmm. So from, like I shared last episode, he knew us and planned us so detailed before the foundation of the world. So he isn't making stuff up on the fly. It's all prepared. It's already in you. And he puts you in positions where it has to come out. And so an example for me was in door-to-door sales. I was so shy before that. I was so crap at communicating. I didn't know the words to say and how to put them in a proper way to persuade people at all. But because of that job, I had to. Otherwise, I'd die. Right? Yes. And like, God truly led me to that position. So it's a story that I've shared before, but I quit. I basically, in my head, quit on the first day. And God, as I was moving away from that, the intensity of that lack of peace was so loud, just like what Angus was sharing. And I was like, oh my gosh, what, you want me to go back? And like, I'm like, no, I'm not going back. But the intensity of the lack of peace just kept growing and growing. I'm like, oh, I can't go back. Either you change me or I'm not going back. And then Jamison, 5 minutes later, sends me a text with a video that's titled How to Change Your Mind. So God will lead you.
Meanwhile, I had no idea that this guy was wrestling with this, and I'm just on my phone, come across the video. I'm like, you know what? Jello would love this video.
Yeah.
How to Change Your Thinking. And I had no idea that at the time he was asking God, Lord, change my thinking and I'll go back.
Yeah.
And that was actually a really important thing with those decision-making things, is that God will bring it, deliver it to you in a way that will get your attention.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to ask, like, Lord, show it to me in a way where I would understand. Mm. Or, you know, I can't remember where it was. Who was it that was saying, Lord, if this is your decision to bring fire to the sticks while it's wet.
Was that
I can't remember. Elijah? Forgive me. If you know who it is, put in the comment. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I forgot it. But I do remember that. It's like, you know, not to put God to the test, but it was that fear of God, I don't want to make a mistake. Yeah. You've got to show it to me in a way where I can stand on the confidence of you showing that this is the way to go.
Yeah.
And the thing is, God is so determined to get the path straight for you that he will communicate that to you in a way that will direct you. Yeah. Back to what you were saying, like you said, God, you put a demand, you put your faith, said God, I won't go back unless you show me to do this, you know? Yeah. And he did.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to not challenge God, but to ask God to present it to you in a way where it will actually grab your attention. Like, yep, this is him. I'm going back for sure.
Yeah. And I remember my heart at the time was truly authentic. I was not going back unless he changes my mind. And so there have been times where I'm like, oh, if he's going to do that every time, why don't I just ask him that every time? But he hasn't done it since because he knows that I know. Like at that time, I was truly not going to go back. And the times where I've asked him for a sign before I commit to what I believe he's told me to do, I already know that he's told me to do it. But there's just a doubt or whatever fear. But I know, you know? And there's that dynamic where you know because you know. Because you know, kind of feeling. And then sometimes it just takes someone saying to not do that and to take that away from you for you to realize, hey, no, actually, I want to do that. All right, so that's our time. Any last thoughts?
Purpose is good.
Purpose, yep. Yeah, you'll only find your God-given purpose from God. Don't find it through comparison. You don't find it through anywhere else except God. So pursue him and you can trust that he can get through to you. But it really does take the time. Just like what everyone's been sharing, you really do need to take the time and believe that you will hear from him.
That's right.
And it is true. We are living examples of God still speaks today. Can we get someone to pray? Jamison, you elect someone to pray.
I'll pray.
You'll pray.
I'll elect myself.
All right.
Alrighty. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for everyone that is listening to this podcast, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you have a plan and purpose for them. Lord God, I thank you, Father, that you have set their life before them, even far beyond they were even conceived. Even before their parents even thought about them, Lord God, you've already set a purpose for their lives. And Father, I pray for anyone who is struggling to understand their purpose, Lord God. Father, I pray that you reveal to them a deep conviction, a deep revelation, Lord God. Reveal to them who they have been called to be, Lord God, and how they should live the life that you have set before them. I thank you, Father, whether they have been called into the workplace, whether they have been called into ministry, Lord God, wherever it is, whether they've been called into family, Lord God, whatever it is that you have for them, life, Father, I just pray that you just reveal that to them right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, whoever is listening, I pray that you show them scripture, that you lead them to a message, that you lead them to a person who has a word in season, Lord God, to confirm that desire that's been placed into their heart, Lord God, in Jesus' name, so that they can fully pursue the plan and purpose that you have for them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that this will be imparted, Lord God, and that they will grow and be catapulted deeper into the plan and purpose that you have for their life, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to Harvest Now Conversations. We hope you got something out of it and want to stay connected. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Harvest Now Church to make sure you don't miss out on any future content. You can also message us at contact@harvestnowchurch.com to suggest a topic to talk about or to ask us a question. Until next time, stay blessed and see you in the next podcast.